cheaper than therapy. If we were to rewind to maybe 12 months ago and you were to ask me what would bring you joy or happiness, I would say it was three things. And this is a result of, at least for work stuff, this is all about work. I'm building a product, and I wanted three things as it relates to this product that I'm building. One is respect from the existing teams, the existing product teams. There's been a tremendous amount of adversity in my world because I'm building a product that folks have actively tried to thwart and have actively tried to discourage, spreading misinformation, spreading lies. These are the things that I've had to deal with, talking behind my back. So I've had to deal with this the last year. So fast forward to now, and these three things have landed, and those three things are basically respect from the product team. And while I wouldn't say I have respect, I have acceptance. And that's a big, big, big start. The next one would be adoption from external customers. The company I work for, we want to sell this product to customers. And I have that. And then the other thing is our internal teams. Are they using the product? Will they adopt it? And I have that. So naturally, I'm angry. The internal team that I've been paired with, we sort of approach problems very differently. And that has been a very big challenge. When they come to me with questions, I get incredibly frustrated because it shows a lack of their knowledge. And I want them to be better than what they are. And maybe that's unfair to them. I don't know. But this team, on one hand, they're poking holes at this thing that I've been building for the last 2 years that a lot of really smart people have been building with me. And they're like, hey, it doesn't have feature X. And I'm like, yeah, that's because feature X doesn't really matter. But they don't see it that way. They don't understand that. They don't understand their own customer, at least from my view. They're like, hey, it doesn't have this feature. And it's like, yeah, nobody uses that feature. Why would I spend time on that? But now I have to educate you why. And maybe that's actually another good distinction is that there's this podcaster / radio host named Dave Ramsey. And love him or hate him, but he has this really good model for working with folks, which is like, hey, if you're going to go buy like a car or insurance or, you know, whatever, go find someone. Go find that salesperson that has the heart of a teacher that's going to teach you about all the things that you should care about when making a purchase decision. And so if we reverse that, what I'm looking for is to work with a team that has the heart of a student. Students, I guess. And they don't really have that. There's like a hubris here. And it's not intentional by any means. They're kind of running down a list of checkbox features and saying, it doesn't have this, it doesn't have that. And I'm like, yeah, that's because we don't need any of those things. But they don't understand that. And so I get frustrated because they don't understand that. And I'm frustrated that they are in a position to be working on something that they don't actually understand, especially from my lens anyways. And I don't know what to do. I don't think they're the right team. But if I want adoption, I have to work with them. We work incredibly differently. We prioritize things differently. And I would love to say it's me, but I also have another team that's working with me, and they are totally crushing it. Anyways, I don't know. Every time I try to turn my frown upside down, I feel like I get gut punched with another dose of reality. So I need to hold on to the wins. I need to hold on to the external customers. I need to hold on to the acceptance. I need to hold on to the team that is crushing it. I need to try and remember that no one is perfect. And I need to try and figure out how to have like a sustainable way of working with this team where I am not so frustrated with them. And they're frustrated with me. I know they're frustrated with me. They said something was going to take 6 months. And I'm like, that is way too long. And so I changed things. And they're like, don't touch our stuff. And I'm like, okay. So with that, I'll let you go. Have a great one.